Another 24 days of Reggie Rock raids. At least we have a little vacation, though, with Ho-Oh raids going on for a little bit. But that's already over tomorrow.
And then the Johto stuff ends the day after. Boy, oh boy, better get those pinecos in.
Yeah. Ugh. Fastest event ever.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's kind of...
I mean, I guess it's okay. I don't... It's like an uninspired event anyway.
You don't want those Stantlers or...
Hang on. Let's do the intro first.
Yeah.
You're listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Okay, now we can talk.
Okay, cool.
I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
How's it going this week?
You know, it's pretty good. Very tiring. It's a very slow week.
Yeah, it's a little slow. I mean, for, you know, at least the experienced player, this Johto event is definitely not, you know.
It's good for collectibles. Well, 6 whole shinies, Joe.
Yeah, we got some new shinies.
6.
I mean, do you really count them as 6?
Yeah, okay. Because Natu, Zatu, Pineco, Phoretris, garbage. Like
Sunkern and what's the other one?
Sunflora.
Sunflora, yes, my homie. I do have 100% Sunkern. Look out, kids.
Dude, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Sunflora is kind of cool.
No, he's not.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, wait. Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week's been really slow. Drag, too. Like, it's just...
There's not a lot of exciting stuff day-to-day for the experienced player.
Even
with the Celebi event. What have you... Okay, let's do our shiny check right now.
Yes.
Did you get any shinies in the last 2 weeks?
No.
Okay, me neither. Oh, shiny check over.
That was easy. And I've been... you got to check all the Houndours, all the Snubbles.
Yep.
Every single Natu, Sunkern, everything.
I'm yet to get a shiny from one of these events that's not like increased odds or whatever. I'm not sure if it is increased odds, but if it is even slightly...
I'm sure it is increased in the sense of there's more
of them. You've done pretty good in past events.
Yeah,
but
it's been a while.
I've literally never gotten any of them. Even when I took like the week off and went to Florida and like hunted love discs for an entire like week or weekend, whatever it was.
Man.
Still didn't get a shiny.
I skipped that event. Yeah. Not gonna lie, I did not care.
I mean, I don't really care about love disc, but it was one of the first times they did that. So yeah. I was like, all right, I'll hunt a shiny. It's cool.
It was, what else? It was Poochyena and love disc, wasn't it? At the same time? Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, why Poochyena?
Yeah. it still bothers me that how few shinies we have. In the grand scheme, it's like I want to be excited to catch a shiny with almost everything. Still,
really surprised they haven't done Mewtwo as a shiny, considering how exclusive he is to get into.
I've heard some rumors, or at least theories, I should say, not really rumors, more theories that the big like reward for us completing all three of those like events, basically, is going to be potentially, you know, how we have a Zapdos, Moltres, Articuno day, a Mewtwo day. Seems unlikely to me, but people are theorizing that.
That's a very big maybe.
Yeah, totally. We have Reggie Rock in raids now, and then for a few days, Ho-Oh. We today went Ho-Oh hunting.
Yes.
What do we do? Like, I did probably 5 or 6 by the end of the day, and maybe a few more
I think I missed
earlier on the weekend.
Missed that on 1 with you, so.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
And no shinies.
Nope. I napped it, though.
Yeah, I didn't pineapple any of them, but I do have well over 100 candies now.
Yeah.
No
Reggie Rocks today.
I did get a new shiny last time. Yeah, that's interesting. They've not done this before where they basically, you know, replace the level 5 raid boss.
Thank God.
This other one. It's a good thing. I mean, so many people were out doing raids today. It was crazy.
Yeah, like I walked up at you at the Grace Church, and there was just the street was lined.
It was mobbed.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nice.
And then we went to Little Italy, and then there was literally no one at the.
Far south.
Well, the problem is though. Also, I think that was the only raid we didn't get to when it started.
Right.
So that was the other problem. But
yeah, we did that one in Little Italy. The very start.
That one there was you know, we were in the second group, and there was 15 people in it at least. So. Decent amount of people
tried to do what Prof told us.
But I guess, yeah, it's too bad. Well, you know what? I think we were too far north, because if we would have been around for the start of those other raids. But no, there was a good amount going around today. I went out yesterday, and there was nothing. At least in the Madison Square Park area, like around 23rd Street. There was like nothing. I had to run all the way to 34th Street to get a raid. A level 5 raid, I should say.
You got
to
come further up Midtown, like towards Rockefeller. That's where they're all at.
It's like I feel dirty just going above 28th Street.
Why?
Let alone that high up. Ugh.
That's where all, like, they have, like, Grand Central has 4 gyms by it, and then Rockefeller has at least 7 by it. There's always a raid.
Yeah, but then there's people. I hate people.
Why do you live in New York again?
I don't know. I just hate myself.
Hold on.
So other than that, I had a little interesting experience the other day.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm a member of the Pokemon Go NYC Facebook group.
Yes, me too.
As you would be.
Yeah.
And I noticed somebody posting on there that they're in town for like a few days and they have all these things to trade and blah, blah, blah. And turns out they have a bunch of Tropius. And I'm like, all right, where are they from? Malta.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that legit... like European Tropius. Well, it, actually, I guess half of Malta has Mr. Mime, half has Tropius. So that's pretty sweet. It's sort of like an island, I guess, south of Italy-ish.
Yeah, around it's around there because it cuts like right through it.
Yeah, yeah. So close enough to Africa, I suppose. So I met up with two people, a couple, Shelly and Sean.
Oh.
And so I traded them unknowns both days, basically.
Oh, nice.
And in exchange, I got 2 Tropiuses.
Garbage.
Garbage. Well, I mean, they are pretty bad IVs, but I have a male and a female, so if breeding ever comes out, I'm going to be... I'll have an army of Tropii.
Man, imagine if Tropius wasn't bad.
I mean, Tropius is at least cool looking. Like, none of the region exclusives are really usable besides, you know, Heracross, but, right?
Yeah. I had to think about that. Yeah, they're all garbage.
Even Heracross, you know, is like...
Heracross is the second best fighting type.
Yeah, it's up there. But anyways, I do have one above 80% one, so that's cool.
That being said, Hitmonchan's like the third, so, you know, that's not a very high bar to fill.
Yeah, that's true. But it's interesting that it's a dual type, at least, you know? Bug. Anyways, shout outs to you guys, Shelly and Sean. I'm gonna send them a link to this, hopefully they'll listen.
Oh,
but now I have 2 friends from Malta. I'm looking forward to them going back to Malta so I can get eggs from them.
Oh yeah, that's kind of exciting, actually. Yeah. More lowland crap.
Another shout out to our new friend from, I guess he or she probably listened to last week's episode and added us, April 8 NYC.
yes.
Shout outs to you. Oh, wait. Hold on. Why are we even talking about anything? There's one piece of giant news that we have to go over before we do anything. We have a Discord.
Oh. I had to think. I was like,
wait, what's going on? Is like Shiny Mewtwo actually out or something?
Shiny Breaking news.
Breaking news. We have a Discord.
Yeah.
Y'all should join it. We already have a few handful of people on it just from, I guess, our quick link out on the Twitter.
Yes.
So if you want to join, the best way to do that is go to our website, level5radio.com, and then scroll down just a little bit, and there's a giant button that says subscribe to
you really
join
can't
us
miss
on
it.
Discord. Yeah.
That little Squirtle.
Look for Squirtle, yeah. That's all you have to know.
Yeah. We got to add some...
So we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff on there, like coordinating meetups and stuff, getting... feedback from you guys on ideas for the show and things like that. Various announcements. You'll be the first to know when an episode is out.
We need some emojis on there.
That's all you.
People love
those. That's
all
you, bud. I have no idea how to do any of that stuff. Like, I'm still relatively
green
when it comes to Discord. Yeah, when you voice chatted me for the first time on there, I was like, how do I respond?
Yeah, Joey just sets it up. I'm like, why is he in the voice chat? Joe, what are you doing here? Yeah.
It took me 10 minutes to respond to you.
But come join us. We talk a good bit. We post some stupid pictures every now and again. It's a nice little place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's we got Casey place. On there from the Switchcast.
Yes.
And a few of our a few other listeners so far. So I'm looking forward to getting more of you on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so we might as well announce this now.
Mm-hmm.
I did promise this last time. Mm. We're going to have our first actual meetup, like planned out and stuff. And I will give one of our listeners / meetup attendees a tour call.
I'll give you some.
Or unknown of their choice.
I'll give you something cooler than Joe. Keep that in mind.
That's true, I guess. Well, unfortunately, that won't be possible because they'll have one.
So pick me over Joe.
Yeah, I guess. All right, we'll both give away something to two separate people.
There you go.
But we'll be at Community Day at Bryant Park on September 22nd.
Yes.
We'll announce a very specific meeting location and time in the future since it's not very close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we'll be meeting. We'll be coordinating on the Discord. And we'll announce some more details on Twitter, so follow us on there as well. One more little tidbit from my last 2 weeks I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Is, so I have a fair amount of coworkers at my job that play the game now.
Right.
And I have a lot of them as friends for a while. Actually, one of them is my top friend right above you, my top slot. Am I your number one? Can you check this?
Yeah, let me
I want to confirm this.
Friends. Let's
do friends this. And...
friendship level.
Friendship level. Let's
God, say. I hope not. Yep.
I'm number one?
Yep.
I am.
One person on the same level as you right below.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess, happened to like do the friendship thing one day before you did.
A whole but hour
before. He also hit level 40 before, like a couple weeks before me.
Wow.
So he's obviously very into the game. Anyway, so I have like a handful of coworkers that are all into it. And I I don't think it was even me. Somebody else started a Slack channel. In our internal like work Slack account for Pokemon Go. So that's pretty sweet. So now I'm coordinating raids with my coworkers.
That's kind of neat, actually. The most I have is my boss and I just watch the stuff in the area around Rockefeller.
Well, also, but the thing is, the raid situation in the Flatiron area has been pretty lame and dismal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, usually there's, like, one or two in the general vicinity of my job every day. Or one every day or two, let's say, max. But, like, yeah, since we created that channel, there was one raid that was, like, at a good location at a good time. And, like, you know, no one saw my message. So we ended up not doing that one.
Like, I keep an eye on that area and stuff, but... there's nothing going on around you.
Yeah, no, not much. Not as much as there used to be, at least. So I hope that picks up, because it would be fun to do that with coworkers. It's a nice thing to break up the day. Just go do a raid.
Yeah.
Get me out of the office. Because I'm like, you know, I do IT. I'm in front of a screen for most of the day.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess you do too now. But,
it's
yeah,
pretty monotonous.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, at least you run around a bit.
Yeah, I do field, so.
Yeah, so for me, I'm like an IT manager now, so mostly sitting at my desk and like answering emails.
Boring. Yeah.
So it's nice to get up and go to a raid on occasion.
On occasion.
All right, so what do we got going on in the game?
Okay, so.
So we spoke about the Johto Fest a little bit. We got some new shinies. We have a bunch of Gen 2 spawns.
New quests are kind of nice.
I kind of hate them all. Almost.
Even the Winter Raid one?
The Winter Raid one, okay, is my one that I actually did a few times. That's cool. We have Porygon and Winter Raid.
And they were decent Porygon, from what I've got.
What do you mean decent?
Well, I've not gotten one that's under 89.
Okay, well, that's just your luck.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I love this. All right. I'm going to have like an army of PZs soon.
Yeah, yeah. What else? So, we got like some... pretty interesting Gen 2 spawns, like Larvitars popping up more often.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Granbulls.
Yeah, a lot of weird evolutions, I gotta say. A lot of Granbulls. What other funny evolutions are there? I don't know.
Not really a lot. It's good to see, like, the starters more often. A lot of Totodiles as well.
Yeah.
More Cyndaquils and Chikorita.
Yeah, we don't usually get a ton of Cyndaquils in New York, so that's cool.
No. Shuckle's popping up a lot. And, yeah, I'm not sure.
Nothing too exciting, really, besides, I mean.
Well, that's the problem with Gen 2. There's like,
there's really
look,
not much.
A Stantler. Wow, I have that, but I haven't seen it in forever. That's cool. Or today, we were going to do a raid. A Fortress popped up. Wow. Fortress. One thing I noticed, though, so You have the update now too, right?
Yes, I do.
Did you notice the colors on everything is a little bit better?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's one thing that really bothered me since Blissey was released ages ago.
That was
flat.
That
the colors basically looked like, yeah, like like one, like two dimensional.
Sort it's of. Like, ah, pink and white. Now it's pink, slightly flesh colored.
Right, right. No, it actually has some like depth to it now, which is nice. So it's, yeah, they sort of changed the lighting. And this, that's seems to be what has happened in the past when they're getting ready to release shinies for different Pokemon.
Right, they change up some.
But maybe this time around they just did it for a bunch of them. I don't know.
Like, I noticed Magnemite. I was like, oh, Magnemite. Wait, why is it so light now?
Light?
It was, yeah, instead of being just like gray, it's like metallic.
Okay, all right. Getting ready for that Gen 4 action.
Oh my god. Oh, more crap mons.
Oh, Magnezone is no good.
He's okay.
I guess not compared to Electivire.
His HP sucks.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is Magnezone is going to have a lower CP value because of his stats, whereas Electivire is going to be just like slightly above, but he's still Electivire.
Right.
Ugh. It's cool. It's going to make Pokemon
better. It
really
just depends on what moves they have.
There's just going to be some that stand out way above the others.
Yeah.
So, oh well.
So Rhyperior is probably the
Rhyperior
best of the group.
Rhyperior is going to be almost 4,000, so keep that in mind.
Wow.
Because Rhydon caps around 32, 33.
Yeah, right. It's already pretty high.
Yeah. So Rhydon's going to be way up there.
Rhyperior.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
That guy. The big rock ground that no one really remembers.
Right.
Eh. Magmortar's going to be bad. Weavile will be nice.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? Ice and Dark?
Ice and Dark with a super high attack. Really? So another... A lot of glass cannons. That's all I'm going to say about this. Nothing, like, solid.
Okay.
Just a lot of weak... Like, very frail attackers. Like, don't let them get hit in raids.
Let's see. So, for this Gen 2 event, is there anything else that I'm missing, really? I mean, there's the Ho-Ohs, obviously, which we spoke about.
Yeah. Entei's coming out next month.
I've unfortunately subjected myself to doing some of the Pineco, quests.
I'm trying, man, but, ugh.
Yeah.
Sunkern.
I really do. Well, actually, it's kind of a cool shiny, I gotta say. It's, like, kind of golden. In a way,
it is definitely gold, though, especially for Etrus.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's kind of cool. It's like pretty different, and it's like sort of monotone, but it's like gold, so it's kind of cool.
Unlike our,
unlike the other two new shinies, which are basically slightly different tints.
One's darker, and one's a bit lighter.
Yeah. It's like if I didn't see the sparkles, I would not even know.
Exactly. Just run. Well, that was a shiny. Yeah.
How are they going to release shinies like this? Anyways,
easily. So they changed the lighting. It's like, now they'll never know
the
difference.
They get better in later generations. If these are just Gen 2 shinies, they get a bit better than this. I think they actually designed the shinies in later generations, not just use like an algorithm to randomly change the colors or whatever the hell.
What color shows up best for Scizor? Make him lime! He's a good man.
One interesting little tidbit, moving on from the Johto event.
Wait,
oh, yeah?
No, one last thing for the Johto event. The new avatar items.
Oh, yeah.
The Heart Gold,
the
Soul Silver
stuff.
The things
I don't care about.
It's finally happened, and I can retcon what I have said in a previous episode. Men have better options than women in this game. Yes.
Wow.
It's finally happened, because the girl stuff is so bad. And it doesn't match. It doesn't overlay properly. Whereas the guy stuff is like, the only thing we need.
You mean just for this outfit, not for like the
entire game? No, in general.
Really?
Yeah.
So this one release of clothing changed the entire game around.
It finally pushed the guys over the top, is what I'm saying. But before that, it's kind of even. But now it's like, the only thing men don't have are actual socks.
Actual socks.
Instead, we wear like those, what is it? It goes from like the knee down. It stops right here.
Okay.
That's it? Those are socks, apparently? I don't know. But they're nice outfits.
This is all lost on me.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Look, man, aesthetic is important. You got to look good in the gym.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll look good with using my Celebi in a raid. How about that?
Yeah, I saw that Celebi in a raid. It exploded to a solar beam.
Oh, man. Usually it does last. I mean, with the Regis, at least, it lasts a good few hits.
Because the Regis are garbage. I posted
whatever. That's most of the raids lately.
Stop reminding me.
All right, so let's talk about Celebi, speaking of. So I personally got mine during GoFest. Yes. So after I finish the quest line, I will just get some candies. I don't know how many yet. We'll find out.
Okay.
In like 3 weeks when everyone gets through all these I hope it's delay. 20. 20 is a small amount.
But I hope it is a measly 20.
Yeah, I don't really care very much anyway.
That's fair. Like, Celebi's not good.
But I am, I may not care about the candies that much, but I, for whatever reason, I am like challenging myself to do this quest line quickly.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a challenge to overcome, honestly. There's really no reason for it.
No, not at all, actually.
So,
because there's nothing happening.
So my homie on Twitter, Lee, asks us what our Celebi quest progress is.
I'm on the Espeon one, so 4 out of 8.
Yeah, and I just finished the Umbreon one, so I am on...
6.
Number 6, yep, so I'll have to...
The biggest time sink.
Yeah, exactly, so now I have to wait 7 days to spin Pokestops every day, and
use 20, bad.
What is it, 25 Pineapple Berries, and use items to evolve Pokemon 2 times. Ugh. So the good thing about that is I will probably evolve some more Sunkerns. Mm-hmm. So it counts towards this and some research, regular research tasks.
Okay.
So I could get some of those. What is it? Is it Pineco or Miltank? I forget which one you get. It's Pineco.
Yeah, Miltank is the making 3 great throws.
Right, in a row.
And then...
I did that. So what I've been doing is, like, the Ho-Oh raids are actually really easy to hit.
Yes, they are.
Great throws in a row. So I had 2 of those in my research tasks.
Good.
And so I got 2 Miltanks. But who cares about that, really? But the nice thing about this is that there's a new item, which is a reward for number 6 of 8 special tasks.
Woo, here we go.
There's a silver pineapple berry now. And last week, I think last episode, I should say, we speculated that it would... Well, I was kind of crossing my fingers that it would have...
That would be good. Yeah, me too.
We were talking about 1.5 candy, 2 times candy.
God, could you imagine?
But it's neither of those things. It's 2 times candy. Sorry. Yeah, 2 times. Sorry. Yeah, we were speculating, I guess, 3 times candy and 4 times candy. Yeah.
Something
big. It actually does 2 times candy. Whoops. Peter, don't correct me because I already corrected myself. we were speculating that it would just give you more candy compared to the... regular pineapple berries, but in reality, what it does is it gives you 2 times candy, just like a regular pineapple berry. Plus, it increases your chances of catching a Pokemon by 1.8 times.
So it's a raspberry and a pineapple,
essentially in one.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's astounding.
I don't know what the 1.8 number is exactly. I did not get that far, but actually, let's see. I have it right here on GoHub.
I'm a little underwhelmed by that number.
1.8 times increase in catch rate, it says. I don't know exactly what the... Oh, it says here for... Oh, okay. It's a little bit better than a regular raspberry. A regular raspberry is 1.5 times.
Oh, so it's between
a golden ras is 2.5.
Okay, so it's between a golden and a regular, which is why it's silver.
Yeah.
it makes sense now. That's a little underwhelming. I kind of like... For a big quest reward, I kind of expected... It's nice to have that duality in it.
Yeah. They should have just called it the Pizzazberry.
The Pizzazz. Yeah. I have nothing for that.
Oh, all right. all right. So how are you finding the Celebi tasks? You're taking your time, it seems like.
Eh. That's all I can really say. It's because it's walking... 20 kilometers with 2 Eevees.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I spent like the whole day yesterday walking, and I still didn't make it up to 10 kilometers, unfortunately, because I was like doing a lot of stops along the way. So
I also made the mistake of not bringing my Go Plus with me a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. been bringing my...
Gotcha.
There's a gotcha at pretty much everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's stuck to your wrist. I hope you do bring it everywhere.
Well, I mean, yours could easily be stuck to your wrist, too.
I'm good. That thing, you had yours stuck to your wrist once, didn't you? And then,
I mean, I don't like it, but the Go Plus wrist strap, but
that thing is so bad.
Yeah. Anyways,
yeah.
You have the option. Just saying.
No, I'm good.
But you know what's interesting about the gacha?
It's loud as hell.
Well, the vibration is, but I usually can have that off. No, people stop me constantly to ask me what it is. And
it
I'm like,
it does look weird. It looks like confetti.
Well, the band is weird, but
the
like,
band is very weird. I hate
otherwise,
it
just looks like a Fitbit.
I hate that band care? So much because it's distracting.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the problem is I also wear it with an Apple Watch, so so I alternate between wearing them on separate wrists and on the same wrist.
That's fair.
So people probably look at it and get confused, like, why does he have two of these things?
I think people do that. Okay, so yours thing, your gotcha, looks like one of the I wear a thing to get into buildings. And it looks exactly like the gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, like a key fob?
Yeah, it's a key fob, but it's on a wrist.
Yeah.
And I have to wear it with my Pebble. And then people are like, huh?
You know, my gotcha actually stopped working consistently a week ago.
It's already breaking?
Well, I thought so. I was getting really worried because like people. I tried a lot of different troubleshooting steps that I could think of. And one of the things I realized is it started behaving differently when I put it close to my Apple Watch. And then when I would put it on like airplane mode, my Apple Watch, and it would start working slightly better, but not well. So somehow the Apple Watch was interfering, maybe some sort of Bluetooth related issue. Oh,
that sounds weird.
But unpairing and then repairing, I think the gotcha fixed the problem. But
you're
not
crossing the streams, aren't you?
Not like turning it off and things like that. But, yeah.
That's bizarre. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's, I guess, one thing to look out for if you have a gotcha and an Apple Watch. I don't know. I feel like here's my tinfoil hat theory for the week. I think the Apple Watch basically can detect like other Bluetooth devices and basically jams them so it could perform better.
You know, I wouldn't put it past that, actually.
I would not be surprised if Apple did that, too.
Not at all.
Where it basically like detects that something is like getting in the way and just like blocks it completely.
Remember when... remember when smartwatches were supposed to help with the Pokemon Go app?
Yeah.
Remember when it's like, oh yeah, Apple Watch. Look, you can like track your eggs or whatever you call
it. Yeah. The Apple Watch app is like somebody actually pointed this out to me the other day. My coworker actually, who's just started playing again recently. He asked me what my gotcha was. I told him about that. And he's like, isn't there an app for that? And I was like, kind of. The Apple Watch app doesn't really do much, though.
No, it
you can't catch Pokemon with it. That's the big thing. Like,
honestly,
the only time it would come in handy is if you didn't have a Go Plus or a Gacha and you wanted to log distance,
yes,
without opening up the app.
That is
a very specific use case, but that's really the only time it would be.
Can't you look at your egg distance too?
You can. You can make a complication where you can look at your egg distance. That's kind of cool, but
that's
not the best experience anyway.
You know what I'll say? At least you got it. They said, oh, we're going to do something for Android 2 years ago. And
well, it took them forever to do the Apple Watch thing, too.
This is why I haven't updated from my Pebble yet. I'm just like, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, honestly, again, it's like AR Plus. Not very useful.
Dude, you take cool pictures and shinies run from you.
Yeah, I took a lot of pictures over the past few days to try to make a thumbnail for this episode.
Those are some good ones, like the little Italy one.
I don't know. It'll be hard to pick one. Now I have shots of Ho-Oh in like two or three different locations. We'll see.
As he soars over Manhattan.
I took a picture of Miltank in front of a bus. I took a picture of Porygon in the train station.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think the Ho-Oh ones are going to win out, though.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Before we move too far ahead, we had one more Celebi-related topic suggested to us by my friend Lee on Twitter. By the way, he makes some really cool YouTube videos straight out of Ithaca, New York. His channel is Hey, I'm Lee MC. So he suggested we talk about how Niantic is sort of artificially drawing out these Celebi quests with spin Pokestops for 7 days in a row, and what they could do in the future to make them, you know, take a long time, but not actually just force you to wait several days.
I mean,
I'm personally, I think I'm in the minority. I don't really care.
It works. That's the problem. Is it works for Celebi? It's the time Pokemon. Like,
yeah, you got to dedicate some time. I guess
7 days. I hate to be like that.
Honestly,
but,
I was kind of annoyed when like people just got Mew at, like the next day,
right?
Just because they spent 24 hours playing the game or whatever it was. I'm like, now it's the whole thing is spoiled for me. Basically,
I mean. All they are is a trophy. Let's be completely
honest.
I mean,
at the end of the day, sure. But I don't know. I'm personally okay with having to wait for the week because, like, I don't know. I'm waiting for lots of things in the game, like Ultra Friends or Best Friends or whatever. You
Best
know?
Friends. Better than Ultra Friends.
Yeah. Let's see. How many days do we have left until we're...
We're halfway friends? Through. So
that's it?
Yeah. Probably by, like, in, what, 2-3 weeks tops? Yeah, Celebi is the time travel Pokemon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so... Right, not time Pokemon, but yes. Yeah, it says we have exactly 30 more days to become best friends. Look at that.
Wow. Just in time for my birthday.
Oh. What else we got here? So, Entei is going to be the next research breakthrough award.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, for that, though.
I'm actually kind of excited for that because Entei, I already have a good... Raikou, I already have a good Raikou.
Yes.
It's like 98% or something like
That's
that.
That's good enough.
And it's already powered up. So really, all the candies that I've been getting from the last few weeks, you know,
yeah.
I might power up a second one at some point, but we'll see.
Honestly, for Raikou, all you need is just a perfect attack. Nothing else actually matters for it.
Yeah, for the most part.
Entei's nice, though. I'm going to not do my last Raikou. Because yeah. I got that 96 I showed you.
Wait for Entei.
Yeah. I'm gonna just save my 7-day for Saturday, September 1st. And I'm just going to do a month of Raikou. Okay. Raikou Entei. Fire dog.
Yeah, I'm excited because I don't think I have any Enteis that are really good IVs. So I might try to hold out either. For something.
You ready for Suicune after that?
Yeah, the disappointment Pokemon.
No. That's not
what
nice.
It's called in the Pokedex, right?
Yeah, I think so, actually. My God.
Another ice type that's disappointing. Go figure.
It's water.
Oh, right. Water.
It's pure water. Yeah. And it's garbage. It's got better defenses than the other two.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean crap in this game.
Right. Yeah. Unless you could put it in gym, which you can't.
Nope.
That's a big discussion that's been going on lately is people advocating for them to let you put at least one legendary in a gym. Because it really, like, especially with these Regis and stuff, it's not going to, like, change the meta drastically. It'll just give us a reason to have defensive legendary Pokemon.
I mean...
Like, honestly, that's why no one cares about the Regis, because they're all defensive.
Yes. I mean, I'd say Regirock is great for fighting Ho-Oh.
Here's what I hope happens. Here's what I hope happens. When they do this... PvP feature, which they're, you know, rumored to do before the end of the year.
Yes.
I hope they rework the stat system so that they actually do take into account special attack and special defense. Give it a little bit more depth and then, you know, open up the move pool a little bit as well so that Pokemon have more than just two moves.
You're asking for a lot there, man.
I know, it's a heavy lift, but... It kind of stinks, though. You have a game with now over 300 Pokemon, and...
Yeah, over 350.
And most of them are completely useless, even the legendaries.
I remember, I think we discussed this, like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not, I don't know about a year and a half
ago. No. We were just walking from cards.
Yeah.
And I brought up the fact that I really like Ledeon.
Mm-hmm.
But Ledeon sucks.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there's no reason it should suck. Because this is a game where you can just boost stuff if you're, you know, you can be good, but
at the end of the day, it's still going to be worse than like a
everything
fresh caught legendary that happens to be good.
Oh man, look, I caught a
that Regice. Has to have high attack actually.
I caught Regice with a perfect attack. Ha ha! I win.
Yeah, yeah.
This game sucks.
Again, as I said last time. This would be the worst Pokemon game ever made if it were not for the social and AR and...
Don't worry, November is going to be here real soon. Features.
What's that?
November will be here real soon for the worst Pokemon game.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it'll be that bad.
I hope it's
I'm
not.
I'm excited for it.
I hope it is not bad. I really do hope it takes off.
All right. As we mentioned earlier, the new version of the game was released finally for iOS.
Took you long
just a
enough.
Couple of days ago. It felt like forever.
It was forever. I had it since last week.
Yeah, I don't like. Do you download the APK or you just get it from Google Play?
I download the APK to help.
That's why you got it early.
I told you about that with my friend, right? Why I had to get the APK?
No.
Okay, so remember the Raikou bug that was going around?
Yeah.
She ran into that.
Well, you mean the berry bug? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She ran. Well, like you start your Raikou thing, and it just does not load.
Well, yeah. If all. You use the berry, and then
no. It was a bug where it just didn't load that Raikou.
It was probably the berry thing.
Maybe, but she was stuck on it, freaking out. I'm like, okay, what can I do? Yeah. Okay, two choices. I can either A, roll back to a previous version.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pain, but I guess it works. Or, and I found this by accident. I was like, oh, there's a new one out.
Oh, I see.
Perfect. So usually I wait because I don't want the buggiest version on day one.
Sure.
But why not? It's new. It's fresh. Oh, man, look at all the new fonts.
Quality of life features and stuff, so that's nice.
Oh, yeah. That's all this game needs at this point, is just quality of life.
Yeah. You know what they need to do is release a new feature like the friend system that actually like works how it should on day one. But anyways, that's asking for too much. Maybe next time.
Hey, maybe next time. At least they took out the map function.
Oh yeah.
To view stops.
They edited it back into the Pokestops on your map. That's
so that's
a good thing.
Yeah. That's like the best quality of it. It's like, okay, now I'm playing Pokemon Go. Where do I need to go? Starbucks. View and maps. Oh, look. There it is.
Yeah.
Right. I walk this way. That's nice.
Yeah. And the creepiness factor has gone down for the friendship system.
No IRL doxing, thank God.
Yeah. Although I think it's still very, very possible for people to find where your Pokestops are. Because there's some maps that predate the API changes that led to all the maps going down. There were services that mined all of the data about all the Pokestops and gyms before that happened. So there's, those exist online, and it's, if you're the name of your Pokestop is unique enough, it'll be easy to find, I think.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. So be careful what you gift.
That's why I only give out Starbucks. Starbucks and yours.
Now that I can trash gifts, I trash all my Starbucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I want to give out good stuff.
So whenever Joe gives me a really generic gift, like Starbucks, I give him Starbucks back.
Yeah, thanks for that. That's kind of a running gag now. I just kind of give you, whenever I do have a Starbucks and I don't want to throw it away, I just give it to you.
Good. I'm glad we can just keep, would you like your coffee, sir?
It's like a game of ping pong, sort of. You've been Starbucks the longest.
Although I'll be honest, I do try to find nice murals for you, like stuff around the city, especially uptown.
Yeah, yeah.
So I keep those
for
you.
My homie
from
the Discord, Chels DL, always goes out of her way to send me street art because she knows I like it.
Oh,
it's very nice.
Starbucks, it is.
So one more thing about this version, our bug report for the week, is at least when iOS came out, people were reporting that it was basically crashing.
Yes.
Upon startup, I think they were saying. But also, I noticed more crashes, during gameplay as well, actually, lately. Especially having to do with the friend list.
Yeah, like today.
So the fix was to basically delete the app and re-download it from scratch. You know what I realized, though, when you do that?
What's that?
It does away with your parties. Or I'm not sure if that had to do with me deleting or the Android phone you gave me, actually. It might have been that too. I haven't really.
No, because it saves locally.
My parties were all deleted. That was kind of annoying. I opted to a raid. I'm like, why can't I switch to my Machop, my champ team, whatever.
Nope.
So I had to rebuild that. So that's one thing to look out for. But anyways, yeah, it was an easy fix, luckily. But yeah, I did notice some pretty regular crashing when I looked at my friends list.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it happened like 3 or 4 times today alone. So yeah, it's a little strange. But hopefully, it's not as big of a bug as the last one. Hopefully, it stays that way.
That was fun to do to people. Yeah. Hey, give this thing a berry. Now run away. I did do that to people on purpose.
Really?
What better way to inform them by having them learn from a mistake?
So that was something that happened this week as well, actually. Mm-hmm. You were nice enough to give me your old Android phone.
Yes. Or an old one from work, yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically now I can easily scan my Pokemon IVs with PokeGenie.
Very slowly, though.
Very slowly, because this phone is slow. When I do the appraisal, I literally have to like go bloop wait for a few seconds. Bloop. Wait for a few seconds.
So Samsung phones, man.
Bloop. Yeah. So, yeah, no, in the end I think it'll save me some time because, well,
I mean, you don't have to deal with screenshots. Yeah. God.
So yes, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting to have around. Maybe you could download the APKs and do some, you know,
you could have it early
reviews of the version before I put it on my iPhone.
Wow.
One last news item that I think we should discuss is Niantic Kids. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've heard. I didn't read into it because
I'm
not
a child. I didn't read too much into it, too, but...
I'm not a child, so I have no reason to.
Basically, it's a way for parents to manage their kids' Pokemon Go accounts, I guess.
Okay.
But the thing is, you can't retroactively add an account back into Niantic Kids. So it seems pointless for people who already... play the game.
So if I have a kid,
maybe at some point in the future they'll release that feature. Yeah. But
okay. So wait. I have to set up a new account.
Yeah.
To put my kid on.
Yeah.
As well as myself.
Oh, I don't know about as well as yourself. I'm not sure how that works.
Hmm.
Anyways.
But I can't give them my Pokemon Go account. Is what you're saying, right? I can't make it a Pokemon Niantic Kids account.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, if your kid already has an account, right, they can't transition it to a Niantic Kids account. Not at least on day one. So.
That is,
it's interesting that they're thinking about things like this. I'm trying to think through the eyes of a parent. Like,
what do you do with this?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like, they have a lot of restrictions on children right now. I know that much. Like, they basically can't do the friendship system at all.
Oh.
They don't see any sponsored Pokestops.
Okay, that's...
Things like that. Mm.
don't be a kid in New York with this. Damn, man.
Yeah. So...
That's kind of whatever.
We'll see where they take it. I don't know. I guess I could see the concerns. There's a lot of, like, you know, features in this game that could be bad for kids, I guess. But
I feel like this is going to be one of those things like, oh, we're developing stuff for the smartwatches. It's just, okay, we did it once. It works, I guess. Moving on.
Right. Well, that's the problem is they just,
Niantic's, like, gobbling up all these AR companies and stuff, and they're not doing anything amazing.
Yeah, well. We haven't seen anything from it yet, at least. But
well, No. They're using the pictures we take in AR to build a full AR world.
Yeah, right.
That's creepy.
Wait, are they?
Yeah, yeah. Really.
Was this news?
Like, months ago?
I don't remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They want to do, like, a full AR world, and every time you take a picture of Pokemon Go, it records that area.
Really?
Yes.
That seems unlikely, but okay.
What's unlikely about you? You signed the user agreement, sir.
Yeah, I suppose I did. AR world. I don't know what that means.
I don't know
what
it
is. The AR world. That's the whole point of AR.
I don't know what it means either, but they are. You've noticed they have been acquiring a lot of different AR companies.
Maybe. Yes. But so. maybe that what that means is Google, they'll just sell the data to Google and they won't have to have street maps trucks going on anymore.
But I like seeing that guy around the corner. Yeah, there's a little street map car around the corner for me.
What is it called? Street view?
Street view, yeah. This is weird little...
Our photos will just replace that.
Thank God. Pokemon everywhere.
Yeah. Ugh. Could you imagine you go on Google Maps and it's just like this Ho-Oh's flying around everywhere?
Nothing but Weedles as far as the eye can see.
I don't know. The resolution on all those photos is awful, so...
Man, you seen it? Try and take one on an Android phone. It's so bad.
Hmm, okay.
Ugh. I showed you my Mew ones. Ugh. Ugh.
Dirty Mew.
It looks so bad. How's the weather look, Joe?
Let's find out.
Almost biblical proportions!
Wait, what is this?
It's because Hurricane...
The latest from Hawaii. Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. Yikes.
I hope they're okay.
We're not in Hawaii, though.
Thank goodness.
Oh
my God, it's gonna be hot. Yes.
Okay, yeah, looks like another fairly hot week, 80s and above.
Thank God.
And some 90s and above, actually.
95, I'm with...
The good news, it looks like we'll have a little bit of sunny weather for our... Oh, actually, Ho-Oh's gone by then. Never mind, we're screwed.
Hopefully the sun comes out for an hour before 4 o'clock tomorrow.
What do we have, Regirock? It looks like we'll have some cloudy days, so hopefully...
Regirock, boy oh boy.
Hopefully we got some weather-boosted Regirocks.
Because God knows we won't get the other ones weather-boosted ever, unless they bring them back.
Yeah. No, it looks like the wind is not going to pick up much.
Nope.
And
It's just gross days.
The highest chance we have of rain is like next Friday and Saturday, just in time for the weekend.
And Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all chances of rain. Yikes. All right. So get your playing in early this week, kids.
It's a good time to walk your Eevees, let me tell you that.
Aye.
If you can, please knock them out before Friday.
It's a good week for waiting to spin Pokestops every day.
Oh, you're not wrong. That's the worst part. Just ignore your 7-day streak. Who cares?
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all I have. Do you have anything else you want to bring up?
I really don't, man. Like, yeah. This game's just been slow.
It feels slow. I mean, again, I think they spoiled us early on in the
what,
the
summer. July? You saying that July was an amazing month for events? June, July? Yeah, I agree. It was.
Okay.
I'm very sour that there's nothing happening. It's
It's too bad. It's really nice out still. Well, relatively speaking, it's nicer than the winter to be outside.
Sucks I won't have a Celebi till like next month.
I mean, I guess it'll pick up again when this Yokosuka event starts, and that's pretty soon, right? The next few days.
29th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's coming up fast. So I'm sure they'll release a couple new shinies at the very least.
Hopefully.
So there'll be something to hunt. And beyond that, who knows what they'll do.
Are they going
to
do global events again for this one?
Yeah. This is the third and final one. And then if we, you know, which
we will.
Why wouldn't we? Imagine we fail one of them just like in this last one and just we don't get our ultra prize at the end.
God. All right, people, you hear it now here. Just fail it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that would be fun. Can we do that? Can we all coordinate together and like purposely not do any quests for like a
nobody
week?
Logs in for a day. Whoa, our numbers. What do we do?
That's the thing I kind of don't like global events for that reason. Yes. We'll never, ever fail one.
No. They still never released the numbers from the first GoFest. Really? They had like that competition for people catching things or whatever.
Wow.
We never got those numbers. We've gotten subsequent
They're
numbers.
Fudged anyway, but
which I don't believe instinct controls America.
I prefer personal challenges to these global things because they don't really. I mean, I'm sure. For the first one for Articuno Day, I did go out and like do a bunch of quests to like try to contribute. Then the second time I was in Atlanta and I just couldn't do anything. So I didn't do any quests really while I was there. I mean, obviously we still did it we still made it anyway. So what's the point of participating?
It's a really bad attitude to have, but it's not wrong because I didn't contribute anything to those except one daily.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. I don't know. I feel like even if we supposedly didn't, Niantic would put it out. It's like, oh, trainers, you did it, despite no one logging in for a week. Global numbers have been met.
But yes, I am excited to see. Like, especially now that they've already released Celebi.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what this grand prize is going to be. Because, you know, it used to be kind of, you know, it seemed likely that it would be Celebi. Let's put it that way.
But we already got Celebi.
We got Celebi. So
it's too soon for Jirachi.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe and Deoxys. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Oh, God. Curious. Oh, I always forget Deoxys is a mythical Pokemon.
It is. So does that mean we can only get one of those? That kind of stinks.
Ugh, we can't trade it. Oh, no.
And we can't trade it. Yeah. Poor guy.
This sucks.
Just ruined his dreams.
Real talk, man.
And everyone will only try to get one form.
The attack form.
It'll be even more the only useful one in this game.
Thank God. Pure psychic type.
Yep.
With bad moves.
All right. One last thing I wanted to bring up before we wrap up.
Yes.
So we were talking in the Discord the other day, and there was like a small correction / clarification for last week's episode that came from Professor Panda Bear.
Yes.
And basically we were talking about how we were annoyed that, you know, it seems like it's much harder to get above 80% IV Pokemon, especially during Community Day.
Right.
And Professor Panda Bear pointed out to us that it's actually a lot less likely than 20% chance to get a above 80% IV Pokemon.
Okay.
And that's because of the way the IVs are distributed. So there's like, you know, let's say theoretically there's an equal chance to get each number in the IV. So there's 15 different combinations for each attack, defense, and HP, or right. stamina, whatever you want to call it. So if you do 15 times 15 times 15, that's all the number, all the different combinations you can have. That's well over 3,000
yes.
combinations.
It's like 3,375.
And there's a lot more combinations to get you numbers in the middle. So at the end of the day, basically, it's probably around a 3% chance to get above 80% IVs in a, with a wild Pokemon.
Oh, I missed the tracker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss it a lot now.
So, but that still doesn't explain, though, why it feels like during these events, the numbers, maybe the numbers are kind of like normalized during those events, because it does feel very unlikely.
Yes. Just got a lot more of certain
but
things.
But it's like when I feel like I'm just like running around and catching, it feels more likely than 3% to get an 80% IV Pokemon.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah.
I think it just comes down to there's just a ton more of that Pokemon happening. So you're more likely to go further along the spectrum than towards the end.
I guess. I don't know. Well, I was glad that we had a little bit of weather boosting during the UV event.
Yes.
I still didn't get an above 80% I got shiny, but...
One good one.
You got one above 80 or...?
Yeah. I got like an 89.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, one.
It's better than none, I guess.
No, it's not.
You could at least make your favorite one good. Do you have a favorite evolution?
No. Maybe okay. Leafeon, but Leafeon sucks.
I wish you could make it good.
I wish Niantic could make it good.
All right. Everybody, our website is level5radio.com.
Uh-huh.
Go on there. Join us on Discord. Coordinate with us for the meetup.
Yes. We've got Pokemon.
And follow us on Twitter for some updates, too. There's a little bit more going on over there lately, too. Level 5 Radio on Twitter. Oh, look, he caught a Rattata.
Hopefully I catch this. The last one ran away.
Wow.
I know.
It's probably a Ditto, then.
Ugh. I hate Dittos.
Yeah. It's such a disappointment, especially when I'm trying to catch a Whismur, and I'm like getting like, I'm like, yeah, six candy. And then evolve this stuff, this guy. And then it's a Ditto. I'm like, oh.
Dude, put Dittos and Wobbuffet into gyms.
You know what I realized? Like, somebody put some unknowns into a gym, like, today. And I was like, yeah, I should do that. I should put some of my question mark unknowns in gyms and just show off to people.
Right.
Because that's the one thing from GoFest I can put in a gym. Besides, I guess I could put Torkoal as well. But
yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
I mean, again, they take three battles to knock out. And they decay slower because they have so few CP.
Yeah, but like they're also really weak as it is.
I mean, yeah, they're garbage, but they still, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Every Pokemon takes three battles to knock out.
True.
It doesn't matter.
The battles will be much faster with an unknown.
Put it, make sure there's a Blissey and a Snorlax and a Chansey ahead of you.
Yes. Yes.
We're still living in a world where Machamp struggles to kill Blissey.
All right, well, thank you for listening, y'all. And Chansey will be good for, or Blissey will be good for...
Ever.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's the perfect... It's Gen 1 stats all over again.
What?
Because Gen 1 didn't have split specials. Oh, Chansey yeah.
right.
has a very decent special defense kind of thing.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, look at his defenses. It's gigantic!
Yeah. That's how they made Alakazam semi-good.
Ugh.
As opposed to completely awful.
Yes.
Anyways. Till next time.
Uh-huh.
Signing out.
Level 5 Radio at everything.
At everything.everything.
Instagram. DeviantArt. Spotify.
LiveJournal. Don't forget LiveJournal.
LiveJournal. My bad.
All right. Ending recording now.